This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government reports a $60 million spend on the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. Family and friends of a St. Philip man remember him as a devoted father. A St. Michael man charged in connection with several robbery offences totaling more than $321,000. Social scientist urges Barbadians to be more vigilant throughout the crop over season amid an uptick in criminal activity. And Jamaica's Prime Minister warns criminals as the country makes strides in crime reduction. Good morning. I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Government has so far spent approximately $60 million on the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. This was revealed by Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, following a recent tour of several active road construction sites. She notes that eight major roads have been completed to date.
It's a $230 million project. We have, up to the end of March, we would have spent about maybe $60 million, and we have completed a number of the projects under the Scotland District project. Places like Shorey Village have been completed. We've seen the completion of White Hill Phase 1 and Phase 2 just in the last few days. Vaughan's Road number 2 has also been completed. We have completed Chance Hill as well as Gemmets Road in St. Lucie, and Animal Flower Cave as well in St. Lucie.
Ms. Bradshaw also provided an update on ongoing developments in the project.
So presently we have about 16 projects that are ongoing in different levels, and we have a number of design works that have recently been completed, particularly in the St. Peter area. So areas like Mount Brevetta, Sailor Gully, Orange Hill, the Four Roads area, Prospect Road, all of those areas have now been designed, and we are now in a position to basically work with the utilities to coordinate the start date for each of those various sections of work. Let me just say that obviously we will not start all of the sections in St. Peter at the same time, but the intention is now that we have the design work completed, that we will work with the utilities in order to roll out the coordinated efforts of those stretches of road.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Family and friends of 25-year-old Kevon Ford are remembering him this morning as a devoted father and a respectful young man. Ford tragically lost his life on Sunday along Pollard's Land, St. Philip, when the vehicle he was driving collided with a Transport Board bus shortly after 11 a.m. When Starcom Network News visited Content Cot, St. Philip, a relative shared that Ford's 2-year-old daughter had a deep and loving bond with her father.
He was a good fella, you know, so always speaking smooth there. He was genuine. He was to treat a little girl good. All you can see is that he was a good fella. They kind of having a bad words about his girlfriend is my fiance's daughter. You know, she coping, you know, she trying to do things to keep she mind off it.
Meantime, a friend of Ford recounted his last memories with him, describing the situation as a tragic one.
The last time we spoke to Kevon was in here, asking what we doing for your birthday. He said, man, I know, you see we got on your road and thing. It's very tragic, bro. But he was a good boy. You know, everybody got the ways, but he's an alright boy. He was an alright boy, man. All late this morning, I told my son, because if I bring my son out here, he and my son be playing football and thing. I told my son about it this morning. My son started crying. It's very tragic. Real thing.
Family and friends of 25-year-old Kevon Ford, who died in a car collision over the weekend. A third person has been charged in connection with last month's robbery outside a Royal Bank of Canada branch. 30-year-old Shaquille O'Neill Orlando Cumberbatch of King William Street, St. Michael, has been arrested and charged in relation to offenses involving more than $321,000. According to police, the charges stem from a series of robberies involving large sums of money along High Street in the city on Sunday, May 11th. Cumberbatch is expected to appear in the District A Magistrates Court today. A social scientist says he's alarmed by an increase in crime and violence locally and urges Barbadians to be more vigilant throughout the cropover season. The country has recorded 21 homicides so far for the year, with an increasing number of robberies and other forms of criminal activity also being reported over the last few weeks. UWI professor Dwayne Devenish sees the current surge in crime and violence as being driven by a number of varying factors. He again calls for better relationships between police and communities.
I'm appalled at the rising wave of crime that we have here in Barbados, especially over the last 2 months. If we don't get a handle on this crime situation, it is going to spiral out of control. Some communities lack trust in the police, and we know that on the other side, there seems to be a policing bias in some communities. And understandably so, because we know that in those communities, crime has always been problematic. But I think that we really have to do a better job in restoring those ties and relationships between communities that are considered at risk and the policing community itself. And I think we know that the police cannot do its job on its own. It relies on the involvement and the participation of members of the community.
He calls on Barbadians to be more mindful as cropover festivities continue.
I want us to be careful. I want us to be vigilant to ensure that our properties are properly secured, because, you know, there are crimes presented when opportunities themselves present. And when opportunities where criminals can take advantage of are presented, they will take advantage of those opportunities. So people have to be careful. They have to be vigilant out there. And if you see something, report it to the authorities. I keep calling for also public and private sectors to support this crime fight effort.
Social scientist and University of the West Indies Professor Dwayne Devenish. The Barbados Council, Christian Council that is voicing concern over an uptick in violence and says they're exploring ways to help address the issue. Council President Reverend Dr. Cicely Athol Horsford outlined some of the strategies being discussed aimed at reducing instances of violence.
We are currently meeting with relevant authorities to see how best the church can help to address the problems. We know that we are offering counsels to victims, the perpetrators we want to meet with and come in contact with. And we are encouraging young people to turn away from the life of crime and turn to wholesome activities. As church, we are coming up with some activities that would help these youngsters, in particular those at school.
She believes any efforts to address the matter must be holistic.
It has touched every facet of society, and we required our whole societal approach, not blaming, but all of us come up with a solution and work towards it. And that's where we are at the moment. In the meantime, we are praying for this country. We are praying for those persons who, the vulnerables, we are so concerned with the elderly population who seem to be the target now. And so we are praying and we are meeting these persons and helping them.
President of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Cicely Athol Horsford. And finally, in Jamaica, Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness has issued a stern warning to individuals involved in gangs to turn away from criminal activities or face the consequences of their actions. It comes even as the security forces continue to report a reduction in murders. He has warned, especially young men, not to get caught up in criminal activities.
Find something else to do. If you are in it, figure out an exit plan. Transition out of it, put on them things there, bury the gun, or better yet, turn it in. The security apparatus of the country today is far more sophisticated than it has ever been in the history of Jamaica. The capabilities that we are putting in our security forces are now better than the capabilities of the criminals, including our cyber capabilities. So I'm issuing fair warning.
Jamaica's Prime Minister, Dr. Andrew Holness. Recapping the headlines, government reports a $60 million spend on the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. Family and friends of a St. Philip man remember him as a devoted father. A St. Michael man charged in connection with several robbery offenses totaling more than $321,000. A social scientist urges Barbadians to be more vigilant throughout the crop over season amid an uptick in criminal activity. And Jamaica's Prime Minister warns criminals as the country makes strides in crime reduction. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.